Hi everybody, this is Ron Ametron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. And today's Wednesday, the first Wednesday in September, which is the first of 2010. Well, nice intro there. So let's do a clearing here for people who are in trauma. So if you have any trauma in your life, I'm going to help to release it. So think of one of your issues that you dealt with. And here we go. I'll count to five. So one, two, three, four, and five. So that energy is dampened down out of your trauma body. These are invisible energetic bodies that collect and store these densities. And they also come from our DNA and also get imprinted that way too. So remember, once you have something, it's not released, but these bodies hang on to it. And then that becomes a new experience for you, maybe with a different person, different face, different person, similar experience, but not the same on down the road. So you want to clean out these bodies. This is why we do the whole lifetime clearings. We'll do another clearing here. We'll do one for, let's do one for an energy of betrayal. So here we go. Think of a situation now, maybe in the last week, where you felt betrayed by somebody. And we'll see if we can dampen down that one particular incident for you. Here we go. So releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going to do one for self-sabotage. I don't think anybody listening out there has this one here, so maybe just use the people listening to the archives. So here we go. Self-sabotage clearing. And think of a situation, an incident in the last few days. Here we go. Could even be maybe waking up too late to go to work or something. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do one here for people that are dealing with an energy called lack. And the lack energy could be lack of self-esteem or some other type of lack, too. So think of a situation that has lack in the title. We'll release that from you. So think hard. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, and we'll see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace floating around somewhere?
Yep, I'm floating around here in cyberspace, and it feels good. So hello and welcome, everyone, and I wanted to give a special thank you to one of our dedicated listeners, and that is Ed, who composed and performed that wonderful introductory music. So if you're listening, Ed, thank you so much. That was great. And welcome to everyone who I see is popping up on the fast chat here. Great to be with you guys tonight, and also for everyone who's listening. And if you're listening for the first time, one thing that's wonderful to do is to get in front of your monitor screen and go to the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio. And you can do that just by clicking on any of the times that we're on the daily calendar there. And then scroll down the page until you see a picture of a beautiful light being from the Creation Lightship. And you'll really enjoy seeing that change and kind of become more three-dimensional in front of your eyes. And, you know, people that are our seers sometimes see the face changing as different light beings come in and bring in their energy through that picture. And others feel the beautiful energy in their heart center as that love energy, that perfect peace energy radiates from the picture. So it's just wonderful. And tonight, if you'd like to ask Ron any questions about the light ship, about the ascension process, about what's going on Earth at this time, you can do that either by typing your question into the fast chat window, and that's you just click on where it says BBS Fast Chat, and you get a window to type in your question. Or if you'd like to come on live, we'd love to have you, and you can just call in to BBS, and the phone number to call is 888-815-9756. And for anyone who's scrambling to get their pen, I'll give you that again. So it's area code 888-815-9756. And I believe that that is a toll-free in the U.S. and Canada to call in on. And we'd love to have you on the line with us, and you can ask Ron your questions. You might have a particular healing that is on the list of the Creation Lightship healings that you'd like to ask about, or maybe even have a sample of. So we welcome you to call in. And other than that, we will just kind of get started and take a look at what's happening on the Fast Chat and see if we have any questions here. So I see some comments from people that liked Ed's song. That's great. Thanks, guys, for commenting. And we have a question, and I'm not sure what... Oh, I see what it is. Okay, so, Ron, this is a question about the psychic billboard that people have and related to the clearing that you have on the website for that. And Chris is asking, do messages on the psychic billboard have size and shape? Like, that, can they be big ones or small, or how does that work?
Okay, that's probably your choice. Depends. First of all, you do have one, and the darkness gave you that psychic billboard, okay? That's so everybody can be busybodies and know all about you. So from there, they can put on there the they's being what you can't see, and also your soul family that you know nothing about typically. You may have heard about them, but you don't know what they're doing to you to destroy your life. But your soul family and these energies, the aliens, can put onto your billboard negative things that they want you to experience. So it depends, you know, the size of it doesn't really matter. It's still being read, okay? And you can always ask one of your friends what they think of you, how they feel about you today or something. And they will probably read the billboard and see what you're transmitting and then respond to you in that manner as what's being transmitted. And you all know how sometimes maybe you go into a group of people and maybe the people don't like you for some reason. You don't know what the heck's going on here. Did I put the wrong deodorant on, or didn't I brush my teeth, or is my hair not looking right or something? And you feel like everybody's walking away from you. Well, that's because your billboard is transmitting something, and it's putting out typically negative vibes as they're reading that. So it does that too. So that's kind of what we're experiencing, but mainly is to draw people into your life. So it's like a magnet. And that magnet energy that you can't see has an issue, and the issue is what the people want to or are going to respond to because they're drawn to that particular energy. And their billboards may also be altered by the aliens to look for somebody like you to come into your life to cause havoc too. So this is kind of the way it works. So as far as the shapes and the sizes, all I know is that they work very well. So, and I think we had a beep. If you need to ask another question about that, please do so. But on the clearing, what you do is you find out what issue you're dealing with. You have to ask yourself, ask your friends. They'll tell you. And from there, you want to change that. So you're just changing maybe one negative effect to another. And the negative effect that you're dealing with continuously, maybe, you want to get rid of. So you can erase that and put onto it what you want to now experience in its place. And then you have, naturally, I think it's three other boxes there. Is it you doing it? You know, is it the aliens put it in there, or is other people putting it in? And you can clear it out each one of those. So you have basically six boxes to type in information in. And three of those could be the same for each one. So you could just copy and paste the same thing in three boxes for what you're dealing with now and also what you wish to change to. So I think we had a caller beep. Anybody out there?
Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hi, how are you? Yes, I had a question for Ron, a healing request. It appears that I have my emotional body is twisted three times and it's been put into a past-time consciousness. And I'm wondering if I could get that untwisted and put into a present spiritual consciousness.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that your emotional body is twisted?
Three times. And it seems like they put it into a past-time consciousness, and it needs to be brought back to the present spiritual consciousness.
Hmm. So, okay, let's give it a try here.
Okay.
So let's see how this works for everybody else. So let's just assume that with Larry, he says his is twisted three times, but yours could be more, so we'll just try to... we'll bring everybody back if they need this three terms, okay? Now we have a clearing for these, which is the magnetic and twisted bodies, and this is what actually this clearing is for. So here we go. We'll just pick on the emotional body here. So here we go. I'm going to move it three times. So we'll go, boy, let's see. I'll just do it... Do you think it's clockwise or counterclockwise? Because I normally bring them back counterclockwise. That's where they get.
Yeah, I haven't been able to tell that, Ron.
Okay, so I'll do it the way they normally mess us up. So here we go. Going to do one full circle here. So I'll count to five to do that. One, two, three, four, five. And number two, circle. One, two, three, four, five. And number three, one, two, three, four, five. Okay, did you feel that, Larry, or sense it?
I think it's straightening out, yes,
Okay.
I think it's pretty well straightened out.
Good. Okay, so let's now bring it back into the present moment. So here we go. This also can be done on the Be Here Now clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. That should help you, Larry.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, you know, I'm seeing on the fast chat that we had a little bit of interest there in that psychic billboard clearing and some more questions about that as well as others. So I will just start. I'll just start giving you those questions, and then we'll see where that leads. So let's see. Well, let me ask you this one first. This is from Kimberly, and she wants to know, what are the healing properties or the energy signature of orange oxygen?
Oh, boy. Wow. The second I couldn't tell you, but I'll bring a sample in for everybody. So I'll have you maybe discern that for yourselves. So here we go. Here comes the orange oxygen. Sorry, Kimberly. One... 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of see where it's working inside of your body. And now we're going to bring in the purple oxygen. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in the... pink oxygen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so now you have three to kind of sample. See where they're working with in your body, how it's affecting you, what area of your body. Back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that felt just great. Wow. For me, that started to really kind of take away the, you know, kind of the tiredness from the work day, and that started to really feel great. So, love that. Let's see. Peter from Australia is asking, can we have a billboard clearing away of the people think you are crazy and following the light ship and replace it with there is something real with the light ship?
Okay. Sounds like maybe you attempted to talk to people about the light ship. Okay. Boy. It's very hard to do. I know you'd like to tell all your friends about it, but remember, your friends are mind-controlled, and it's next to impossible to change somebody's mind-controlling program. And they've been living in this program for tens of thousands of years, so just to try to get them out of a mindset, which is what you're attempting to do, into a different program, or out of all programs, to get into free space, is very hard to do. And I'm sure all the listeners listening here definitely kind of understand that. And what happens is that as you try to tell people about this, some people think it's UFO-based, so they run the other direction, which, you know, everybody listening knows that it's not. But from there, if it's not, you know, by God, is number one, it's, you know, not divine source, so they run the other direction too. So just to be a problem attempting to tell your friends about the light ship, this is what I've run into. So you can watch some of my videos, and, you know, I do get some little heckling off and on, but, you know, anyway, especially on the panels, when the panels are all kind of cringing as I'm talking to the members on the panels, that gets to be fun to watch them. But anyway, it's hard to promote this. So we can do a clearing here. So if you have been bombarded by negativity attempting to help your friends, and they don't want to listen because they basically can't, because they're stuck in a program, and that program doesn't want them to hear the truth, we'll do a clearing here to take away some of that negative energy. And here we go. So think of a situation that you may have had, and we're going to count to 20 to clear it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay, that should help. So we can do a emotional clearing also if you want to do that. So think of a person that you're dealing with now, or maybe even a couple of people. And we'll do a clearing on their emotions regarding this situation here. Maybe you talk to one of your best friends, maybe about having a clearing to help them out in their life, and they just wanted to balk at the bit on it or something, and then all of a sudden they became hostile toward you. Or maybe they're no longer want to be your friend because you shook their belief system so much that they can't understand why you're where you are and how come you're not willing to stay where you used to be, okay? Remember, when people do changes, it's very difficult on everybody around them because sometimes people have to actually give up their friendship from people. This is kind of what happens to some people, especially when you get your emotional clearing done. Once you have your emotional clearing, then the friends of yours that you used to hang out with for maybe, you know, 20 years who are all wallowing in the same situation and stuff that you used to be in, you're out of it now. You're out of that soup. And you don't want to jump back into that soup mix. So you either tell your friends to get a clearing, 20 minutes will change your life, and they go, no, I don't want to do that. I'm too happy suffering here. And then you say, well, I don't want to listen to your stuff any longer because I've been listening to it for 20 years, and I just can't, you know, I moved on. So I have to find somebody else to talk with now. You guys can stay where you are, but I'm moving on. So let's do an emotional clearing. So pick the first person here. So here we go. I'll count to 20 again to clear this energy. From this person if they have any ill thoughts towards you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, that's the first person. Elijah will help them out to release the maybe their anxiety, because they're, in a sense, probably actually losing you, okay? Because you are now moving on with your life, and they're losing their friend because you're not, you know, living in the same stew as they are, because you already had your emotional clearing. So, and also, if you want to hang on to those people, you might want to clear them out, you know, pay for a clearing for them, and that would make your life better also. That people have done in the past quite a bit. So, second person, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two. Oh boy, that one's worse than the first. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Sylvia.
Alrighty, so I believe I saw a request for a parallel life disconnection.
Okay, I'll describe that for the newcomers. So basically, when you're not here, where are you? Okay? So the first question is that you think you're always here, and you're basically not, but we'll say that that few times, you know, maybe 50 times a day when you're not here, which isn't too many. When you go to these parallel lifetimes that look like this one, you start losing your energy and part of yourself sometimes, and also your body. So we're going to do a clearing here to pull you out of, we'll pull you out of three parallel lives right now that you were into today. So this is going to be very interesting, because what you're going to do is actually feel and see the scenario that you were in, whatever it was, and I'm going to bring you back here. And you might lose the memory of part of it also. Right now it's ingrained in you. So we'll just see what happens. So this is your own little experiment here. So first parallel life, bringing you back here with your body and spirit. Remember, it's still not in the timeline. If you're not here, you're not on the timeline, right? So we're going to bring you back into the timeline so that you can be here now to get all your energy back here. Remember, we live in a timeline. So here we go. And you're living in another timeline with the aliens in a parallel lifetime. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's your first lifetime that you experienced. And second parallel lifetime with another situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And third parallel lifetime coming. Back here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So there you go. And I was kind of talk about the timeline. So let's just say that you were angry for 10 days in a row. We'll just say at 1 o'clock, okay? For each day, you maybe you're angry for 1 minute at 1 o'clock. So 1 minute after 1, you were okay. So on the timeline, each one of those is separated. But we all know that we live all of these lifetimes together on the timeline. So you're not only living this life, but all your ancestors. But the dark side keeps everything put into the timeline. Now, if they really want to do a whammy on you, what they can do is shrink that timeline and take those 10 days at 1 o'clock, we'll say, together. Now you say you have 10 times the energy at 1 o'clock. So all of a sudden, this can happen to you one day. You're feeling perfectly normal, no problem at all, and they happen to find something that happened in time at the same time to really get you angry and pissed off, okay? And so they collect all these things. You know, this is all emotional stuff. They collect them all together, and you're having this wonderful day, and I guess it'd be 1 o'clock, and all of a sudden they dump it on you. And actually there's somebody out there reading your psychic billboard, and they're saying, come over here and say something maybe mean or awful to this person at 1 o'clock exactly, because we want to have see how he responds, and we want to have a confrontation. So this willing person reads that and goes, yeah, I like confrontations. you know, I'll gladly do this process here. So the guy comes over, a girl comes over, and sure enough, at 1 o'clock, person says something. You had a great day until, you know, 1 second before one, and wham, it hits you. And all these negative energies that are collected in time now are on top of each other, kind of like, you know, the dominoes falling, you know, on top of your head. And wham, you now have this anger that you never had before, and you don't know what happened to you. Well, that's kind of what happens with the time energy. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. So if you wonder why sometimes people go ballistic on you, that is probably the reason why. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, boy, it's very interesting. And, you know, a lot of people have had experiences, Ron, with, you know, as they move forward and move on and get clearings, they just don't resonate with the same people anymore because they're in a whole different space, so to speak. And we have some people commenting on the fast chat about how, you know, they've lost loved ones, family members, or, you know, close friends, you know, the connection because of that experience. And that can be kind of hard for people, too, to go through. So any suggestions or clearing or how to navigate through that?
Well, I guess the common denominator is that these people maybe would look at you maybe 6 months later, we'll say, and say, gee, what happened to, you know, Fred or Sally? And then they check on you and they go, wow, this person's really doing quite well. But what are they doing different than me? And maybe the mind control pattern, you know, has blocked out the light ship and having these specialized whole lifetime clearings to heal your life. Or maybe not. Maybe they might come to you and say, you know, you talked about something a long time ago and I really got angry with you and I didn't understand it, you know. You tell me not to pray to alien gods, and man, I've been going to the Catholic Church since the get-go, and I don't believe in that, but man, you're acting so much better, and you're more non-judgment, and you're living happier. What, you know, is this what you did, and how does it relate to my religion? You know, is this some kind of a cult thing? And you can just tell them, no, this is what Jesus taught, and, you know, you can just listen to some of the programs here, and just know that he said to go into your heart. And nothing is outside of yourself. And if you do, then you're hooked up, you know. And they may understand it the second or third time around. And that's kind of how I would perceive it. Remember, you being the example, and you can't save everybody, you know. All you can do is work on yourself. And then as people see you responding, behaving differently, and even if they don't see it, maybe they're too mind controlled. Maybe they don't even see anything, but once, you know, the main thing is that you're going to be more at peace. And so, you know, it's hard to say to, you know, let them stew on their stuff, but they do have the opportunity to change, and it's up to them to change. And change is very scary because it takes you out of your safety box. And you have to step outside of the lines to understand that. And like I said, it's almost impossible to change somebody's belief system, because it's so ingrained for all your incarnations. Your body knows this stuff over and over and over again. It's stuck here. It knows the ropes of the darkness. And, you know, it knows those patterns. And it just, you know, responds to it automatically. And this is just the way it works. And then when you try to change that, your body would love to get out of it, but has so many programs that come up, and time-coded programs, everything else in the DNA. But once somebody really starts to understand, and the only way they're going to really know about it is to go to their heart. When you start talking to somebody, you know, you're going to be talking typically mind to mind. And if their mind program doesn't relate to your mind program or what you're telling them, the mind program that they're dealing with is going to shut down. If they go to their heart, then it's a different story. Otherwise, you know, these people, you know, sometimes start foaming at the mouth, regurgitating stuff that is old hash, and it's difficult for anybody to get on the other side of that. But once they go to their heart, then you're out of judgment, and they may listen more once they're in their heart center. But the mind will not want them to know the truth. That's about what I can say. So the whole thing is, you know, like they say, you can't save the world. All you can do is save yourself. And then as the example of being more peaceful, and having a wonderful time and feeling that you're okay and that everything around you is doing better, then you can actually come out on the other end of it and maybe help people. So hopefully this will help everybody out there. But, yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy for me to do all what I'm doing, you know. It's like, you know, you're bucking the whole system here. But eventually, you know, things can change. So as you people are listening, it's up to you to just take care of yourself. And you know what that's like, you know, and you know how much better you feel. And, you know, when you start getting maybe weak in the process of whatever you're going through, you know, get on the Be Here Now clearing. Just punch it in there and get your body back here, get your spirit back here, and do your life force energy. And that will change your life instantly. So those two clearings are very nice. And maybe your friends will come around because they'll see by the way you're responding and acting that you're not the same person that you used to be. So the whole thing is to be in the moment. And just revert back to the teachings of Jesus. Be here now, be in the moment, be in your heart center. And that's what he taught. And nobody can ever tell you different than that because that's what the churches teach too, but they don't really go too much into depth on it. They switch over to something else in the same sentence. So, but they will understand that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, you know, just like what you were saying, Ron, about how you're bucking the whole system, and it's really true. And it's like if you stop to think about it, if the system was so great, you know, we wouldn't be in the condition that we're in. So obviously, the whole system has to change in order for us to, you know, be free of that. And I think there's a saying that goes something like, you know, people want everything to change without changing anything. And it's just, you know, it is difficult, like you said, to get out of your comfort zone and experiencing the different changes that happen. And, you know, there's so many things, though, that you can do along the way to make it easier as you're going through the different clearings. And one of them is, you know, releasing cords, you know, that maybe you've had with other people and that old energy pattern that's stuck there that, you know, keeps on going back and forth between you. So, Ron, I know you've done some clearings in the past, you know, kind of like letting people sample a clearing of a cord between them and maybe a loved one or a relative or a friend.
We could do that. So,
and then the other direction, too, like, you know, back and forth.
Yeah, let's take, since we started with two people that may have had a problem with you, let's do a cord release. So here we go. Person number one, so you know what order they're in. So person number one, we're going to take the cords that are connecting them to you. Remember, these cords are psychic energies, mind energies. And these energies of the mind can bring you negativity, so you want to get those out of you. So they may want to forcefully make you to think differently. So they may be attaching to maybe your head, wanting you to control you so that you're going to be a different person. So here we go. We're going to release the cords from them. So I'll count to five to release them. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we release the cords that you're sending off to them, which happens. You know, nobody should cord anybody, but it does happen. So here we go. Cords from you to them. One, two, three, four, and five. That's released. And now we'll do the second person. I'm yawning again here. Whoa. Okay. Here we go. Cords from them to you. One, two, three, four, and five. And cords that you gave them. Which you shouldn't be, naturally, but, you know, stuff happens. One, two, three, four, and five. So, how are you guys feeling out there? So, back to you, Sylvia. And we do have a Q&A night Friday after BBS Station 2 at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, well, let's see. We have an interesting question here from Candy on the Fast Chat, and they're saying, if a person looks at eyes, I guess looks, you know, at someone in the eye, and then something jumps from their eyes and it hurts and damages. What is that? Is that an entity, or what would you say that is?
Okay, yeah. So what I think they're saying is that if you look at somebody and their eyes look kind of goofy or whatever, I guess I use the word goofy, and then all of a sudden that energy may jump into you. Is that what you think she's saying, Sylvia?
Yeah, some kind of energy jumping out from the eyes that was hurtful or damaging.
Yeah, okay. That means that that thing didn't like you, and it maybe hopped into your body. So let's get that energy out. So this happens off and on, too. This is just, you know, part of living here. So, oh, boy, another dense one. Here we go. Getting rid of these entities. So I'm going to bring up the Darkness to Light clearing. That's on the website, creationlightship.com. And we're going to take this energy out of you. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. We're going to charge the light beam up. We're bringing the males. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Males are ready. So here they go. Whatever's in you that jumped into you from somebody else is going to be out. So counting to 10. 1, 2, 3. Wow. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So for the new people listening, I either use the word stronger or I count to 5 or 10. Because I have to put an energy out, a vibration out, to command the energy. That's what it's about. You can't do it mentally, because you should all know the answer to that one. Then you're working with darkness. You're working with something that's in time, and the mental realm is all darkness energy. So you have to work in the present now. That's why you need to say things out loud. So hopefully that will be a clue for all of you there. I mean, the mind doesn't want to change. I just got through talking about that. And why would it? It keeps you in a safety comfort zone of negativity. So you want to be in the moment. This is why your voice when you talk is in the moment. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I think we probably have time to take another caller if somebody would like to call in. Then I'll give the number again. It's area code 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. So if anyone would like to talk about anything they've experienced tonight or on any of the topics we are discussing or a healing sample, we'd love to hear from you. And so another question from Candy about what you were just talking about, Ron, is how can she protect herself from that kind of thing? And I guess that would apply to all of us. I'm sure all of us would like to be protected against that kind of thing.
Well, those particular beings don't, if it's the ones that I'm thinking about or seeing, you know, these are the ones that have the dark, very dark eyes, okay? And so those are probably the shapeshifters or somebody that doesn't have a spirit in their body. So you're probably not going to be, you know, around these people that much because there's not that many walking here. In 2012, there'll probably be lots of them. But the only way to really, you know, like I said, to protect yourself is to get your spirit fully into your body. So let's just forget that one because most people are not there yet, okay? Maybe in a year and a half or so you will be. So all you can do now is to do your auric field protection and to do the Be Here Now, because when you're here now, these things probably will not want to, you know, come into your field. And then from there, you can always do the darkness to light clearing if you feel like you've been invaded, and that may help you. But the whole thing is, or you know, just when you see somebody wearing sunglasses and they want to talk to you, you know, the old saying, run, don't walk, you know, get out of the way, because what's trying to interfere with your energetic system? Because you can't see the person. You can't see who's looking at you, you know? So thank you, Kimberly, for bringing the sunglasses there. So you want to definitely run, don't walk, if somebody's wearing sunglasses. You don't know what's behind the curtain, okay? So I heard a beep. Somebody out there?
Yes, Ron, I'm Larry calling back.
Okay, Larry.
So, yes, Ron, I just wanted to say, yes, when I get a healing done, the entity doesn't leave him because they always hide in past-time consciousness. And I say, oh, he's in past-time consciousness, and then he leaves because they're hiding because they know you're healing in the spiritual consciousness, so they hide in past-time consciousness.
Oh, that's good, yeah. One of the clairons you put up there does go through past, present, and future. And I just can't recall which one it is. Maybe somebody could type in on the line there. But we do have a clearing for that.
Okay, yeah. I'll find that. Could I get my left shoulder body, it's twisted. Could I get that untwisted and brought back to present spiritual consciousness also, Ron?
Okay, here we go. So think of a part of your body which could be twisted. We'll just work with shoulders right now, so like Larry said. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And see about dances on there. I have seen people doing the dances of universal peace. You may want to call it Sufi dancing. And they want you to look in people's eyes. Just think of what gets jumped into you when you do that, you know, as you kind of stare into somebody. And I have even heard of some groups having sessions where they do that. What's coming up is the crystal skull energy. So we're about 15,000 years ago BC, and today I got about crystal skull energy. Maybe that's when some of these skulls possibly became activated. I don't know. So we'll do a clearing here. This is a sample for everybody. So let's take out or off of you the cording for the crystal skull energy. So I don't know how this is going to work. We did this on one Wednesday with the orbs, and that was something too. Here we go. So crystal skull energy, I'm writing this down here. So here we go. We'll just release it and just see how you feel. This will be one skull, okay? And these are probably been here or have been activated by the aliens around 15,000 BC. This is where the light chip is working now, taking away the alien influences that are controlling and have controlled humanity. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Oh, man, another roller coaster ride. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. Wow, I feel my heart kind of closing down. Stronger, stronger, doesn't like it. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And somewhere around 15 to 17,000 BC, they found in caves paintings of like a bird-headed man. So, that's just a little bit of information for everybody there. So we'll see how you feel with your body right now after clearing away one of these. I may have to do a clearing for the crystal skulls. Let's see. We'll see what the people respond to here. You can send me an email to creationlightship@yahoo.com. I'd appreciate that if you want to just describe briefly how you felt, you know, maybe through or with this crystal skull energy. to see if I need to do something and put it on the website. So here we go. Let's do another energy from this skull. It feels like emotional mind control. So here we go. Crystal skull energy, emotional mind control. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh man, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Wow. And I got a thing sent to me here. It's 12,000 to 15,000. A pregnant woman may be impregnated by a deer. Boy, what those aliens do. So here we go. A baby making factory from other things from this woman. So here we go, using the woman. So another energy. We'll do pain energy that these alien skull may be giving you, the crystal skull. Stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, it's heavy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everyone. Our show's getting close to the end. We've got 5 minutes to go. If anybody would like to call in and describe what they felt, I'm sure everybody out there would like to hear how you feel about having this energy released here. So we can take maybe a caller or two briefly here. And I'll do one more clearing for the crystal skull. I'm sure somebody will call in until the phone beeps here. Let's do one for, since we talked about a woman being impregnated with a deer, let's do crystal skull and conception. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Remember, you're feeling the energy too from your soul family because they're all hooked up to you also. Stronger, 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 stronger. So if you're a male and you're wondering why you're feeling, you know, maybe where you have the uterus and maybe it's twitching on you, it's because your soul family members also have that, maybe physical people living that are female. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Let's see if we get a caller here. Wow. Well, what's this saying? That's life in the big city, I guess, huh? Back to you, Sylvia. Kind of depressing.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we never know what you're going to run into once you start working on things on this program and the energies that can just kind of come up. It's really something, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is great. So we have a request for bringing in some peace energy.
Okay, so bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And we'll also bring in the Star Bethlehem. Here it comes. So let's start with him is first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here comes the peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I think the group is subdued quite a bit here. So, I guess I'll say blessings to all of you. Enjoy the peace energy. It'll be activated for the next hour. So leave the light being up here. And our next program on BBS is Friday. And that time will be at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And then after that, we have our 8-hour, excuse me, at 8 o'clock, we'll have our special Q&A call. And we'll give you the phone number then. And we also have our 8-hour call this coming Sunday to get rid of some of this alien life form stuff. We may work with Crystal Skulls on that particular this coming Sunday, too. We'll see. So, wow. Back to you, Sylvia. I'm still a little blown away at how much power this alien race has over people. Remember, the skulls are very popular now amongst the New Agers, you know.
Yeah, well, this is just really something. What a wonderful gift to have this clearing. And thank you, Ron, for that and for just continuing to be willing to be here despite, you know, the fact that most people don't, you know, get it or wake up to it, and still to be able to speak your truth and do these healings and, you know, talk to the people that are, you know, ready to hear what you have to bring forth. So thank you, and thank everyone for being with us tonight, and look forward to seeing you on Friday night, and much love and blessings to all.
Okay, good night, everybody.